Listener Production.
An inquiry into the proposed Hobart Stadium and why it became a must-have in our AFL bid, and more people going hungry during the cost of living crisis. Rain developing today. We're heading to a top of 18 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello, and this is your Hobart Local News. The plan for a new Hobart Stadium will now be the subject of a parliamentary inquiry, chaired by independent member Ruth Forrest. It'll look at a range of factors, including how the stadium became a condition in the state's AFL bid. But it'll also investigate the costs of running a stadium, why the Mac Point location, and what it means for the future of UTAS and Blundstone Arena. There's still no chosen start date yet. More of us are going hungry and skipping meals as the cost of living crisis bites. New UTAS data revealing that more than one in five Tasmanians are experiencing severe food insecurity, and only one in 10 of those are going to get help. Eat Well Tasmania State Manager Carl Saunders says there are plenty of places to access food.
Places like Food Bank, Loaves and Fishes, Salvo's, Louis Vans. There's so many great community organisations finding ways. But there's also things people can do within their homes and their own communities. Things like sporting clubs and schools are also great places to say, hey, have you eaten healthy today?
All four of the big banks have passed on the cash rate announced yesterday afternoon. The RBA moving to raise it a quarter of a percent to 3.1%, the highest it's been in a decade. The state might feel like it's back to normal without the COVID restrictions, but it still could be a rocky for hospitality, with staffing below pre-COVID levels. COVID's created a skills drain that local businesses are still trying to recover from. The Tasmanian Hospitality Association's Steve Old says it's making life very hard for those still looking for staff.
When we start to look at our occupancy statistics that are showing, we're getting record numbers month on month. It's hard for a lot of venues to find the staffing levels they need coming up to Christmas.
The nation's Indigenous Affairs ministers met in Hobart yesterday, announcing $334 million funding to give First Nation kids a good start. The money will be divided between 500 organisations across the country for early years projects, and seven of those are in Tassie. The University of Tasmania is under threat due to culture concerns and a planned relocation bid. That's according to the Save UTAS campaigners, who've questioned the uni's ethics and management and are calling for greater transparency at a parliamentary inquiry. Representatives from UTAS will get their say as the hearings continue tomorrow. And police are cracking down on antisocial behaviour this Christmas with increased patrols in Hobart CBD. It's focused on shoplifting, assault, drug use and hooning, and of course patrolling the roads. Morocco have produced a stunning upset at the World Cup this morning to make it through to the quarterfinals, knocking superpower Spain out of the tournament. They did need penalties to do it. Here's the winner thanks to SBS.
And most importantly, into the quarterfinals. Oh, what a way to do it. Job done for Morocco.
Over to the Big Bash, New Zealander Jimmy Neesham pulls on the purple this summer, the Hurricanes signing the all-rounder for the upcoming season. Neesham is new to the league, but with over 680 T20 international runs to his name, he's no stranger to the format.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.